Shalom Aleichem, Sefirot friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer HaKadosh Igrot HaRa'ayah, the letters of Maran HaRav Zatzal, which are just Esig HaVeimlich, Yotzim Migeder HaRagil, Miyuchadim Shebemiyuchadim, Tzimam Shepilei Plos Tika Oinig, that we are able to learn this together. Thank Hashem Yisbarach, I thank you for listening. And the share is Schus Avi Mari Imi Maraz Isha Yichyu, Uli Schus Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, Uli Schus Refuas Arav Shai Ben Lea, Uli Schus Refuas Arav Yosef Ben Chana, Uli Schus Chai Yochevet Fege, Has Michai Dizbasya, Uli Schus Nachagida Batrochel Esel, Uli Schus Nachagida Oleschus Yisachar Mordechai ben Rachel. We're learning a very interesting letter in Igeres Kuflam et Ches in the first volume. Actually, until now, I've been learning the Igrot HaRa'ayah from the computer, but recently I couldn't contain myself, so I sent an order to Mossad Rav Kook, and the next day I had at my door, it wasn't even at my door, it was on my dining room table because my wife brought it inside, at my door, a set of the Mossad Rav Kook. Igrot HaRa'ayah, it's important to know Mossad Rav Kook has absolutely nothing to do with Rav Kook. I just named it in his memory. But some of the Rav Kook's farm they sell, some they don't. But the Igrot HaRa'ayah, they have their Hotzav, Igrot HaRa'ayah, only the first three volumes. There are a number, I think three more volumes, but that's not the Hotzav Mossad. So when I ordered, I only ordered from the Mossad, so I only got these three. The Kolponim, these three are just worth millions of dollars. I didn't pay millions of dollars, but they're worth millions of dollars. It's very, very exciting now to have it in hard copy, to be able to put my hands on it. There's a letter, Baruch Hashem, Iyar HaKodesh Yafo, Tibonav Tikonen, the 19th of Iyar, in the year Tof Reish Samach Ches. So to date that, Lamin Yanam, it's 1908. 1908, the Rav was born in 65, so that would make him about 43 years old with the writing of this letter. Shalom u'bracha m'kodesh l'chvod yididi. He's already living in Eretz Yisrael at the time, in Yafo, he's the Rav of Yafo. L'chvod yididi v'chavivi ha-Rav ha-Nichbad b'toyer v'yiras Hashem amitis moino ha-Rav Duber Milstein shlita. Ze li'yomim rabim asher l'simchas l'bavi higiani michtav k'voy terasa. It's been a long time since, to the joy of my heart, I received the letter of His Honorable Torah. Samachti lirois tvorim yikorim ni kachoyk, oyavim ne'amonim. I saw things in there. I was happy to see things that were very precious. Like is the law of faithful friends, faithful bosom buddies, close friends, oyavim ne'amonim. Listen to the Rav. He's so happy about his friend's letter. He loves his friend. But he has tremendous tsar, such sadness. When the Rav Milstein told him about his sons went off to Derech. His sons didn't want to be frum anymore. Like the Rav writes in so many letters, I'm so busy. I would like to answer you, but as you asked, as you requested, I'm so busy. Now I have a few minutes, I can write something. It's amazing. He was just so incredibly busy, the Rav. So incredibly busy. With inyanei haprat v'inyanei haklal, staka and chesed, to helping people, helping people, helping people. And yet he still found time to learn just an endless amount, to know everything. Chazer, constant chazering, shas, learning, adding starim, talking to people, and writing. His writings, I once read that from Rav Tzuriel, he saw 200,000 pages of Kisvei Yad, unpublished. Besides all the svarim we have of his, there's no way that a human being could write that much. But Derech HaTeva, it must have been a Hashbaz Kulmas. It must have been something miraculous, because it's impossible for a person to write that much. And not only does he write, Some people just write and write and write, but he writes mamish be'oimek nifla, be'oimek nifla ad ma'id. So Shereinu Shezachinu, and I hope they keep publishing more and more of his writings. Only a few years ago they came out with Metzias Katan, which is a an unbelievable sefer he wrote in his youth. Chedushim, halacha and machshava, just such brilliance, such profundity, amazing. And he was just he was a pashut, a mayan amizgaber, mayan amizgaber. Just kept going and going and going. Amazing. The kids are Mori Rabbi Isai. Let's see what the Rav writes to him. Ken yedidi hineni meivin harben is davon levovo vom yachshuv patoloso kerov hamon alomdim. Shiroi bizman hazeh lazov lehefker sainzim ambanam shosom vidachi ator v'emuna idei zeram bizman hazeher. Hineni omer b'fe amoli shelozu aderech asher chofitz Hashem bo. Asher Hashem chofitz bo. I understand your tzar, I understand your heartache. But if you think, like many of the B'nai Torah today, many of the Lomdei Torah today, that today we should abandon those children that went off the derech of Torah, the derech of Emunah, because of the stream, the flow of the stormy times, I want to tell you, b'femole, but that's not what God wants. That's not what God wants. And there's a Tos in Sanhedrin. There's for Alom, the Apostle Choshel Arayis, Leiz, Shechav, Shkmo, Oynes. Shem, the Yitzra talk for, we're not going to pass on somebody who's Choshel and Arayis for Eidus, because he's Choshev, Shkmo, Oynes. Yitzra, Toikfoy! There's a concept in Halacha that somebody can push it beyond. He's overcome by his Yitzra. So to Tos in Gid, Mem, Alephon, Beis, Div, Maskel, Kofin. That the Shifcha, Mishtaldotam, Lizos, Choshevi, Kanusim. But when a shifcha is seduces somebody, they're considered anus. There's a concept like that. See in two places in Tosfos. That a cursed person could be anus al arayis. Rahman al itzlan. That a person could be, quite simply, lacking free choice. There's such extenuating circumstances that he simply cannot control himself. Keni shivcha bisha, shivcha bisha is a concept in Akdamas Tikkuni Hazohar. Shazerem azman shenoslo menashmam shlita terem cheshtcha legami v'tinto of kalashem. She mishadeles v'chol kshafei rabim es b'neinu atzim. So to this shivcha, he talks about a shivcha in Tesis. The shivcha seduces people. So to this evil shivcha of the times. All the socialism, communism, all the isms, Zionism, all the isms that tell people you don't need Torah anymore, you don't need God. One of its land. Before it just dissipates like smoke. That it seduces with all of its kshafim, with all of its sorcery, this shivcha bisha, this evil witch of the zerem azman, of the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times. And it's seducing the children. Hem anusim gemurim! They're completely honest. Completely anus. They simply don't have free choice. They don't have free choice. And we can't say that onus is like rotzen. And therefore there's help. The Rav says that their neshama, their deeper neshama of Kedushas Yisrael, is hiding deep in their hearts. And they have good midos that shows up in their good midos. And even when now they're joining socialism, they want to save the world. They want to save the world. And that they have good intentions. They mean well. Where does that come from? Where does it come from that these people should be so idealistic? You know where it comes from? It comes to their Yiddish and Neshama. That's why all the isms are headed by Jews. You see all these revolutionary movements, Jews, Jews, Jews. Because of the Yiddish and Neshama. So there's hope, they're coming back. When they see the injustice done by the various governments, by the Tsar, by this, by that, by these evil governments, so they're fighting for the community, not for themselves, not for their taivas. Even though they're making big mistakes. Can't compare them to people who are just following their animalistic taivas. They're not interested in any idealism. They're not interested in fixing the world. They're just in their taivas. And taivas bia, taivas achila, taivas mammon, taivas nashim, taivas traveling, taivas luxuries, taivas. They're not in that category. Because when things turn around, they'll come back. The future generations will come back, if not them. Support them. Not more than you can afford, but what you can afford. And then you can also give them, write them a letter, give them musr, give them chizuk. Dvar Mayotzim and Alev. Can be Makari of them, Briskrusa, is a covenant with Dvar Mayotzim and Alev that it works. Sometimes a little bit, sometimes a lot. Even a little bit is important. Tell them not to leave the love of your nation. And don't think that if you follow the Goyim, they're going to love you. Remember, this is 1908. This was followed by World War I and World War II. We see what the Goyim are like. And see how much they love us. So just make sure they're connected to Am Yisrael. Then they're not going to necessarily put on the Rabbeinu Tam every day, like the Belzer Rebbe used to call, and not from people. Those that the Azelachavos liknished Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. Those that don't put on Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. That was what he said. That was what he called them. So right, they might not put on Rabbeinu Tam, they might have fast Baha, but at least can feel, foster a connection, help foster a connection between them and Am Yisrael. And ultimately, it can bring to Tshuva Gemura. And you should never have Yeosh from any Jewish seed. Asa de koi b'ne chalif, yosa shmei basa karule. If you have a hadas, the Gemara says, Yisrael b'ishchot Yisrael. You have a hadas. That is among thorns, it's still called a hadas. So a Jew, even though he sins, is still a Jew. A Jew among the thorns, but a Jew. So don't have Yeush. Yeda kvot haraso. And you should know that Shatshuva Shatova Mitocha Karat Sisecha Vachuka Sayosha Achoya Peretz Arachav Vagoda Shinifrat Achshav Vishayna Nutsichon the Tsaris of the Tzil Shavit Savi Noyro Pachad Mashba Kolat Mashava Kolat Samas Fia Movin Shalchuva Pshuta Latia Sichlis Pshuta Kmo Adam שחזה בו מיתוס בחשש שהסברו לה ידי מספרים ברורים. מובן הדבר שאי אפשר כלל שלא יהיה הלב הומי ממער הדרך העקום הנלוז, שהלכנו בו בתאוסינו כאילו לפי דרגה די דילי. מקום קום קיימת שבאלו שנצבחו על גדודי המלחמה של הזמן בכל צד של אלו הנטיס, היסל המטר השכלס לפי דייק משוב ישוב גם כן בשכל, ותשוב השכלס הוא באמס תשובה מההבה, שחזוקו ונכבודו מאויד! He says they are making an intellectual error. And they can come back. They just realize, like making a mathematical error. They just realize that they realize their mistake. And once they realize their mistake, they're going to come back with Shuma Mehava. They're going to see that it was all shtusim, was all hevel avalim. Like people know today, you know, there were so many Jews who were so passionate about communism. Oh, it's communism's going to save the world. Sure, after Stalin tortured and starved millions upon millions upon millions, killed so many, such an evil person. Does anybody think today any Jews walking around, yeah, communism said, there's still a few left, by the way. There's still a few left. Not very many. Just a handful. So they're going to come back, these boys. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. They're going to come back. Just have to have patience. And you have to makariv them. And don't push them away. And if you can support them, help support them. And on this it says, Elishavei Peshav Yaakov, those who repent. From Pesha, the Poshim, the Morgan, those rebellious people in Jacob. Shemenam Asirei Taiva, they're not Asirim, they're not bound by their Taiva, they're Mutei Das. They're just making a mistake. Hem Yashuvim Ala Dirma, they're going to do tremendous tshuva. Alken Yesh Tikva Gedola Chol B'neinu Ruben Kekula Menachsik Bon Bal Merpen. There's hope for most, or to all of them. We'll hold on to them, we're not going to let go of Makom Hashir. Yomalem lo amiatem, yomalem b'nei kel chai, like it says in the Navi. Instead of saying, you're not my nation, we're going to say, you are the nation, the sons of the living God. Achton b'brocha ve'av rabo! K'nefesh, k'nun heyud, v'nefesh yidid elyon, dorei shlom toraso, ומבורכו שירא בטוב בטוב השם בארץ הקודש ובשמחס עם השם עליה ומהירו ימינו אמן. So I looked it up to see whatever happened to them, to the Milstein children. And somebody wrote an article actually in the Makor Rishon, which is like the sort of the Zionist right-wing paper here in Israel. Unfortunately, it used to be at Sofer. The unfortunate thing is that it's not around anymore. So there's no more religious Zionist newspaper. So this is what a lot of the religious Zionists read, because it's more of a right-wing publication, even though it's not officially religious. And it has a sort of liberal religious view on most things. But Akopanim, somebody wrote an article there about what happened to the Milstein family. Did his kids come back? And I would love to say, yeah, they did, but they didn't. And then just looking on Wikipedia, different Milsteins, and then nobody from. Nobody came back. But you know what? You know what? If not in that generation, then in a future generation. Hashem Yimloch Leolam Vayed. Yimloch is Rashi Tevos. Ki lo yidach mimenu. Kaf is ki. Lamed is lo. Yud is yidach. Mem is mimenu. It says ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Nobody's going to be pushed away. And ultimately, everybody's going to return. In the meantime, they didn't return. At least not this family. And which Rav Kook was mechazik, this person, not to push away his sons. According to that article, at least his sons did remain, they did identify with the Jewish people. They didn't totally assimilate. So maybe that was a minor victory, is what Rav told him. Have them identify with the Jewish people. And as far as any contemporary significance today, unfortunately, when people go off the derech, it's usually not because of idealism. It's actually usually because of emotional issues. That's most of the time the case. They're not into the learning, they're not into the davening, they're not into yeshiva, they have family problems, they have emotional problems, social problems, so there are various reasons, and sometimes it's taiva. Sometimes people just don't like all the rules, they just want to enjoy. They live in a postmodern world, don't tell me what to do. I decide what reality is. So, the Rav Kook say today, there are nusim, there are poskim who say that. It's a nafkamina lahalacha, big nafkamina. They have a din of a goy. A person's machal Shabbos is a din goy. So kids who go off the derech, do they have a din goy? People get very offended. That's the halacha. It's according to many, many poskim. So I saw one post said, no, they don't have a din. They're a new sim. They're a new sim. Like the Rav says, they're a new sim gemurim. They're a new sim gemurim. So I would definitely not go on a limb and say that. But Hashem knows. I don't know either way. I like to think people have free choice. Hashem knows. The Rambam doesn't paskin that I know of anyway. There's a concept of anus. The Rambam says that everyone has bechira. Everyone has bechira and everyone can do tshuva. Upon him, you see in Tulsa's in two places, this concept. And that the person's honest to do arayas. So our kids today, anus. People say they're tinok shenishba. Your guy's brought up in a firm home. A girl's brought up in a firm home. They call her a tinok shenishba vein agoy. It's a problem api halacha. It's bishal akum. One is not allowed to eat from the bishul of the from the cooking of non-Jews. That applies also to non-firm Jews, according to many poskim. So some say that no, Yisr bishul akum is because of you're not going to marry, you don't want to marry their daughters. But these people, you're allowed to marry their daughters. They're Jewish, so therefore it's okay. Even Moshe has a tshuva like that. So even if you judge them as they're not the anusim, they're not tinok shenishbu. But you're not going to ask for bishul akum, otherwise you have a child in the house who's cooking, who's going to trafe up the dishes. Because he's a din akum. But either poskim will hold that he's bechal, that it doesn't apply to Jews. And even if you hold that it does apply to Jews, then maybe these children are tinokas shenishbu, or they're anusim. The Rav is talking about the people who went off the derech because of idealism. Today, I don't see too many people going off the derech for idealistic reasons. If you'd like sources on the Bishul Akum Shaila, you can look in the wonderful Sefer. There's a Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Skutzilis, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Skutzilis. So he has a Sefer, Oel Yaakov and Machalei Akum. So on page 9, Gimel, Ayin, Dalet, he brings a poskim, Kanu Lekan, about the problem of Bishul Akum by Mechalei Shabbos and what the status of Tinokos Shenishbu are. Brings to the Abi Omer. The Gabe Shimurim that are made in Kibbutzim Chiloneim, they make these different sardines or whatever. There's no Chashash Bishul Akum. May Yastov Al HaMashkiach LaHafil HaChashmal, the Mashkiach should turn on the electricity. We can look in that tshuva. Yabi Omer Chelek Hayor De Simin Yud. The Tzitz Chelek Tes Simin Mem Aleph. Says there's no reason to be Choshesh. Even though the cooking of Mechalei Shabbos, so you can see in that tshuva Chelek Tes Simin Mem Aleph. There's a lot of discussion. Al Kopanim, you see Rav Kook is Mechazek, this person, not to push away his children, and that's definitely the ideal circumstance, that a person shouldn't push away his children, and hopefully eventually they'll come back. And we should be zoche mirtzeh Hashem to the kiyum of the pasuk. V'shavu banim legvulam! That'll be amazing. So this was a great letter, and we'll see you mirtzeh Hashem. Chiyas HaMesim, Mashiach hopefully will come. All the Jews will be reunited. Simchas Olam HaRosheinu. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.